AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? That is the question. Are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, there will be some vote checking. There will be some vote checking. That's the big news I think you can talk about right now. A lot of people, just a minor little story that came out in a minor little publication, and it was brought to you by actually one of the citizen journalists here on Agenda 21 Radio. I missed it. I absolutely missed it. But guess what? Voters, you might get a real legitimate vote this next time you go to the polls. Or at least a lot of people might be thinking otherwise about trying to corrupt the system. Everybody's thinking, what in the world? Well, you see, we've got this issue with voting in America. It's corrupted. The left has corrupted it badly. They've corrupted it so much that they just bank on corruption to get them the victories. That's what happened to Hillary Clinton. She was outsmarted. And forgot about this thing called the Electoral College. The founding fathers never forgot about the Electoral College. That's why they put it in there, because, you know, all states have two senators. It's called representation. And lack of representation in some places, like rural counties, where it doesn't count. What we see in California, they polarized the vote back in 1964 with Reynolds versus Sims. But, you know, the founding fathers said, you know, the city centers will dominate the vote if unless we sort it out and give representation to the states. Even though they might not have the same number of people, they have the same number of senators to represent them. So senators by state could be on an equal balance because states have rights too. They have equality amongst all states. I don't know if you can understand that, but that's what that means. States have rights too. Oh my gosh, states have rights. Isn't that interesting to think about? States have rights. Wow. Inalienable rights to states. Just like you have inalienable rights. God gave you those rights. God has given you those rights. You are anointed with those rights. And states have them too. So in other words, the founding fathers said, you know, especially in Europe at the time, they had large city centers. I mean, go to any, if you've been to Europe, you know what I'm talking about. If you want to see a large city center, go to Berlin. Oh my gosh. And you know, I keep thinking back because it was interesting. My little visit to Berlin, I've been there twice actually. And it is astounding. I can't remember the plane. There's a big plane there that's on the plains, you know. And it is absolutely astounding, the size, the scope. I mean, you take a look at a city center like Los Angeles, which is very sprawling, or New York, which is very sprawling. But Berlin, my gosh, it just goes on for... Went up in that big tower that they have up there, a big radio TV tower. It used to be in the Soviet Union's embrace by East German, by Germany at the time. And it just to go up there and peer around at such high heights, I don't know how many stories up it goes, way up there. It gives you a sense of dizziness when you're up there and going, wow. But anyway, but to look around and just see as far as the eye can see, buildings, humanity, the sprawling city center that it is, it's astounding. And so that is, you know, that's nothing new there. In Europe, these city centers cropped up and they built huge cathedrals and of course, they had the villages and all that stuff. But the bottom line to it is that there were large city centers. And our founding fathers said, you know, in this country, there's going to be large city centers. And if everybody has an equal vote, what does that mean for people who live out there in rural communities? What does that mean for other states that don't have the same populations? Will they get the same rights afforded by those people in state or cities and states with large population bases? So they said, we need to plug that gap. We need to give these cities, these rural communities, these states the same equal rights as those with massive populations. And that's what happens basically with the electoral system. That's what happens in the Senate. So states do have rights, and people have rights as well. There should be proper representation for everybody. Now, I'm kind of glancing over a bunch of things, but stay with me on this. If you are being distorted in your city center for a vote, in other words, if the system is being rigged against you as a voter, your civil rights are being violated. And what we're finding out, that our system of voting in America is totally corrupted. Your individual civil rights to vote are being violated every time you go to the ballot. As an example, a guy by the name of Vaughn, running for the 15th district, assembly district in Clark County, Nevada, in the last election, he's a proud guy. He walks in. He's ready to vote on election day. Goes in and says, "Oh, my name's Stanley Vaughn. Please, I want my ballot now." And they said, "Oh, Mr. Vaughn, we got this election. We're checking out this list, and you're on it. But, Mr. Vaughn, you already voted." Really? I mean, Talk about a civil rights violation. There it is. His right to vote was violated. Where did that come from? Oh, it must have come from the guy who claimed that he was Mr. Vaughn. Sure, but where did that guy come from? That's the other question. So Mr. Vaughn said, you know, I'm not going to be fooled by this. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go home and I'm going to sit down with a whole bunch of my people that wanted me to run for this office. And I'm going to send out 10,000 letters to people. I'm going to get that list, by the way, from the county registrar, which is an open list that I can get because I'm a candidate. And I'm going to send out all these letters and I'm going to see what happens when 10,000 of my constituents who should be voting in the election for me, because that's the 15th district, what does that look like? So he sends out the letters. And you know what happens, ladies and gentlemen? Of the 10,000 he sends out, 9,300 are returned to him. Now, I don't know about you, but that starts to sound a lot like, you got it, voter fraud. Mr. Vaughn was defrauded. 9,300 of them came back. I say there is a problem. There is a problem. I say again, there is a problem. And of course, he wants to look into that. He wants an investigation. And so does the commission on voting by the president. They want answers. So they're asking, they're requesting. Guess what? A court came through and said every state has to give them that information. It's public information. They're making the states comply. Isn't that interesting? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. The big question we must ask is, what do the Democrats, the globalists, have to hide about their election schemes? Well, A lot, ladies and gentlemen. A lot. Now, this is interesting. Article, like I said, an article that came out, and again, many thanks to our citizen journalists who have brought these. There are several stories, actually, today. Judge clears way for Trump Election Commission to collect voter data. I mean, they're going to listen, the globalists are going to throw everything at us, guys. Everything they can. So why not this? It says, Concord, New Hampshire. A federal judge on Monday cleared the way for President Donald Trump's Commission on Election Fraud to resume collecting detailed voter roll information from the states. The commission asked states last month to provide publicly available data, including registered voters' names, birth dates, and partial Social Security numbers. But it later told them to hold off until a judge ruled on a lawsuit filed by the Electronic Privacy Information Center in Washington. It says here, U.S. District Judge Colleen Kohler-Cottley in the District of Columbia. They want to be the 51st state, by the way. District of Columbia. I don't think so. Denied the advocacy's group request to block the data collection in a ruling that commission vice chairman, commission vice chairman Chris Kobach called a major victory for government accountability, transparency, and the public's right to know about the integrity of our election process. That's just like music to my ears, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know about you. Because this, especially here in California, this whole thing about our election integrity is really in doubt, thanks to Jerry Brown and his minions. Minions. How would you like to be a minion? Well, here in California, we're all minions, I guess, right? We all have to heel to El Presidente. I had a conversation the other day, parallel universes, by the way. Little side note here. I used to do this in teaching all the time, so bear with me. When somebody just out of the blue, when we were talking about Jerry Brown, they blurted out, he just acts like he's the president. And he's been doing this for years. I cracked up. I said, are you sure you're not listening to Agenda 21 Radio? I said, well, I listen to you. I said, well, you know, I call him El Presidente, Jerry Brown. Gerald. Edmund G. Brown, Jr. El Presidente of California. That's really what he wants to be. I mean, there was a decided change in his behavior a couple years ago. That's why I declared him at that time. I anointed him as El Presidente, Jerry Brown. Anyway, so the commission requested this publicly available data as part of its fact-finding gathering process, which is information that states regularly release to political candidates, political parties, and the general public, said Kobach, the Republican Secretary of the state of Kansas. We look forward to continuing to work with state election leaders to gather information and identify opportunities to improve election integrity. The privacy group had argued that the commission should have completed its assessment of privacy concerns before making the request. Oh, God. The judge found that the group had standing to make the argument, but said the commission is not an agency and therefore is not required to do such assessment. Details, 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 I get. No, that's me saying that now. The judge also found the group failed to show that its members would be harmed by the data collection. The only practical harm the plaintiff's advocacy board members would suffer is that their already publicly available information would be rendered more easily accessible by virtue of its consolidation on the computer systems that would ultimately receive this information on behalf of the commission, the judge said. I love it when a plan comes together, don't you? I absolutely love it when a plan comes together. She said, or she did not say, that any states must comply with the commission's request. The privacy group said it will be watching closely. I bet they will. To see that the commission does what the commission does next. The commission cannot evade privacy obligations by playing a shell game with the nation's voting records. President of Epic, Mark Rotenberg, said, well, you know, there we go again. Similar lawsuits are pending in Texas, Florida, and New Hampshire. The New Hampshire lawsuit, brought by two lawmakers and the American Civil Liberties Union, was just put on hold pending the outcome of the Washington case. Trump, a Republican, created the President's Advisory Commission on Election Integrity in May to investigate allegations offered without evidence that millions of people... Actually, there's more evidence than what they are letting on. That's the thing that is amazing. There's way more evidence than what they're letting on, ladies and gentlemen. And that is a fact. And, of course, they're kind of all puckered up about it. Now, I certainly wouldn't argue against the fact that they're puckered up about it. The bottom line is they should be puckered up about it because there's more information and there's more stuff coming out right now about how all these systems are working against them. The systems that are being put in place by Donald Trump, of course. These are the systems that are in play. And these are going to be telling on this president. These are going to be telling on everybody who has any kind of notion about, I guess you would say, any kind of notion about what they want to do to corrupt the system. The system is corrupted all over. And what we are going to see is we're going to see more people stepping up and saying, no more of this corruption. That's what we're going to see, as it should be. And again, it's very, very difficult. It's very, very difficult to prove voter fraud from what everybody says. Now, I kind of understand that. So what we must have is we must have a system by which we can identify it. We have to define it. And this is where we're at with this whole process. You know, is it voter fraud when they bus people from Los Angeles in mass? Say 100 buses filled with people, and then they ship them off to Clark County to persuade the vote in Clark County. Remember that number, 10,000 voters, and 9,300 of the letters came back to Stanley Vaughn. Well, that meant that those people weren't there. They didn't exist. That's my point. So where did they come from? They came and they voted. People voted. Those 9,300 people voted. Now, what does that start to look like to you? I don't know. What about those hundreds of buses that come shipping in from Los Angeles? Actually, specifically, the city of Industry. I can tell you that. I know exactly where the place is at where they loaded them up. Is that fraud? I don't know. Is it fraud to load up a whole bunch of college students at a given location and say to them, hey, we're going to take you over to this polling place, and then we're going to take you over to that polling place, and we're going to let you vote? Is that fraud? I think it's fraud. Hello? I think it's like major league fraud, actually. That's the kind of stuff we need to document so that we can define voter fraud, redefine it. Because a lot of people live in a dysphoria. A dysfunction about voter fraud. And, of course, they want you to believe their system of voter fraud. That's just it. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Princeton.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, again, welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Don't want to be stepping on myself there. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Turn up the, pump up the volume. Come on, man. Okay, so voter fraud in California and throughout the rest of the nation, templated throughout. That's the point. So the President's Commission is starting to win in court. I hate it when they start to win in court. Winning, winning, winning. That's why we like this president. He's going to win all the time. One way or another. And boy, he's putting the screws on Jeff Sessions right now. Our man. I mean, I'm a supporter of Jeff Sessions, so... what's going to happen? The dysfunction in Washington is complete. And it goes back, last week we were talking about this report that came out from the New York Times. In fact, it was a week ago today we were reporting on that article about the number of people in office that are not in office yet. In other words, number of people that were appointed by President Obama versus the number of people voted or appointed by Donald Trump to be in his cabinet, in his executive office. Okay, so now, this is, I think it's having an effect on what's going on at the Justice Department. You think? Of course it is. So what is happening there is that we have 100, at this point in time, I can remember this number, in 25 weeks of President Obama, he had an office. The numbers that he had in office of people that had taken over these offices, these executive branch offices, 128 that had been through the process being appointed by the Senate and Congress. Okay. Here's the deal. Donald Trump, 56. That means your bureaucracy that you have is non-functioning. Now, everybody says, well, he wants less government. Okay, so you leave the old government in place to run it while you have less government, right? I totally get this thing. We want less government. But in the meantime, what are you going to do? Leave the Obama people in place? That doesn't make sense. That just does not make sense. So here's the deal. there's got to be some sort of situation here that where you get your people in. I'm sorry, you got to go through the process. Now, why haven't they done that? Well, this has laid the groundwork, in my opinion, for the coup d'etat of Donald Trump. You see, the outgoing Obama administration wasn't going to leave. And we saw that demonstrated in the transition period from the time Trump was elected to the time he was inaugurated. They kept on saying he's not a candidate. I mean, they went crazy. And who was leading the craven attacks? None other than John Brennan. CIA director. Acting, not even acting. He was the CIA director then. And all the different agencies, and this is where Susan Rice comes in. All these people that were, listen, they are the deep state inside the government. Now, there's the deep state in the United Nations. Listen, that's not even deep. That's just obvious. But that is a functional deep state. Now, what about all the other components that support the deep state? What about that? Where else is the deep state supported that want to take it out Donald Trump? That's the question. This whole thing is designed, that's what's happening in front of us, right in front of us, is the face of the deep state. It's all the time, all over the place. And people say, well, it's secret. We can't see it. We don't know anything about it. It's right in front of your face. Open your eyes. Well, this is what I get all the time. Well, these people are honorable. They took a vote of office. Are you kidding me? These are not honorable people. That they do not want the United States to succeed. They want to destroy the United States. Even people that have been in office, yes, and we've been paying them. We're supposed to enjoy the coup d'etat. So you say to yourself, what is it that causes them to want to hate our country and destroy our country? Well, it's their ideology, and we're going to get to that in a second. But there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people in the deep state, and the deep state is not dark state. It's not invisible. It's right in front of your face. And it's these people that have been operatives, especially with Obama. All of them are deep state actors. All of them. And they all want to destroy this country. They have a mindset to do it, and we'll talk about that. But former CIA director, this is what's happening. Listen to this. How much time do I have? Former CIA director calls for a coup if Trump fires Mueller. Zero Hedge. This morning, just before airtime. In the most vocal opposition to President Donald Trump yet, former CIA director John Brennan said that if the White House tries to fire special counsel Robert Mueller, government officials should refuse to follow the president's orders, as they would, in his view, be inconsistent with the duties of the executive branch. I think it's the obligation of some of the executive officers to refuse to carry out that order. I would just hope that this is not going to be a partisan issue, says John Brennan, the convert to Islam in 1996 from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. A convert to Islam, John Brennan, former Jesuit trained, I might add. John Brennan, I think he went to Georgetown, fine Jesuit institution. Democrats are going to see that the future of this government is at stake, and something needs to be done for the good of the future, Brennan told CNN's Wolf Blitzer at the Aspen Security Forum, effectively calling for a coup against the president should Trump give the order to fire Mueller. Brennan appeared alongside his former colleague, Mr. Liar himself, National Intelligence Officer James Clapper, and both men who served in the Obama administration told Blitzer that they have total confidence in Mueller. Absolutely. So there's Mueller. Who's Mueller? Oh, he was part of the FBI with George Bush. So he's good? No, he's not. He's deep state. It's the thing that bothers me the most about the deep state discussion is everybody denies what the deep state is. Do not get in denial about it. Do not be in denial. They're right in front of your faces. That's my point. So here they are at the Aspen Institute, these folks, just enjoying themselves at the Aspen Institute. James Clapper and John Brennan talking about the overthrow of Trump. It can't get any more obvious than that. So this is what normally has been happening in governance. When one administration leaves, then another one steps in. The outgoing administration has always been not as vocal, or they've been quiet. It's your turn. The people have spoken. We're shutting up, and we're going to do our thing. That's really what is going on. That's really the way it used to be, but not anymore. No, these deep state actors, they have to keep on going like they're in charge. Now, and they're right. They are. They do have influence in the whole situation. Now, what do I mean by that? They've got the holdovers, the leftovers in the administration, that 128 versus 56, that's what I'm talking about. And they feel that they can harness these folks. They can utilize the power of those leftovers still there that are loyal to Obama and the globalist. Get it now? To the globalist to overthrow Donald Trump. A coup d'etat. And they're talking about it. Oh, yeah, they're talking about it. They mean it. They want the coup d'etat against Donald Trump. Got a break coming up. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, New Mana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, New Mana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose New Mana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase New Mana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's New Mana, numana.com/agenda. numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with New Mana Foods.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, I'm gonna chime in here. This is this Wolf Blitzer thing at the Aspen Institute just the other day with James Clapper and, clap on, clap off. No, I'm just, Okay, man. And John Brennan. Deep state actors, they're orchestrating this. They're part of the crew out here. I think Clapper's Jesuit as well. But anyway, this is we're chiming in now on their conversation.
Organization. Well, thank you very much for your service to our country. We're grateful to you for that. And Director John Brennan most recently served for 4 years as the CIA
Deep
director.
State actor.
He was earlier the advisor at the National Security Council at the White House for Homeland Security. He served in the CIA going back to 1980 until 2005. That would be 25 years in the CIA. You want to share some secrets during the course of this next hour with
no,
us?
No.
Okay. Let's begin, since I'm a news guy, with some news of the day questions, and then we're going to back into some other substantive issues. And I'll start with you, General Clapper. The special counsel, Robert Mueller, is now asking the White House to preserve all documents related to that June 2016 meeting.
Let's get the drift of what's going on here with the deep state actor, James Clapper. His friend, Mueller, the special counsel that's investigating Russia, but much more, because, you know, you got to make a ham sandwich, get, you know, prosecuted. Listen to his answers.
Over a Trump Tower in New York City that included Donald Trump Jr., Jared Kushner, Paul Manafort, who was the Trump campaign chairman at the time, with a Russian lawyer. What does that tell you about the focus of this investigation now?
Well, I think it's the focus has been all along is was there collusion? Was there some kind of cooperation between the Trump campaign and the Russians? And I think that's all part of it. And having been on the myself as John been on the receiving end of requests to preserve documents, that's all part of our system.
We're a standard operating procedure here now. That's what this is. We're just standard. Yeah, hey, he's got to give those documents. Sure, we got our boy Mueller there. So this is the tip of their spear to gore Donald Trump in his presidency. So they're trying to lay it out, and they're trying to get as much as possible. And, of course, this is where Jared Kushner just came in. He gave up everything. And the only email, I might add, the only emails to surface have been voluntarily handed over by the Trump administration. What about Hillary Rodham Clinton? What about her in her situation? Do you think she's done anything that might be appropriate in terms of handing over voluntarily emails? Oh, no. Oh, no, we don't do that. We still have, 33,000 out there that we don't know about that haven't been handed over. Of course, what we do is we use hammers. We hammer these things out. But the Trump administration, they give up theirs. Okay, we know that the bad state is out there in what they're doing. Clapper is an operative, just like Brennan is. They were in office, now they're out, and look what they're doing.
Some minutes, to get at the truth.
We want to get at the truth.
May bear on it, if there is any. To me...
As much documentation to bear on it, if there is any. That's the staging. There isn't any. They got no there, else they would have already produced it. But they're continuing it forward because Mueller's there. That's the gig.
Is consistent, and for this sort of thing, I think is kind of the standard thing you do.
Director Brennan, what does it say to you?
It says that Bob Mueller's doing his job. I don't think anybody can do that job better than Bob Mueller. He has the experience, and this was a counterintelligence investigation that started off last summer, and he's picking up now this effort and looking at what the Russians may have been doing to include with people associated with the campaign. That type of preservation order, that type of request for documents is wholly consistent with what his mandate is, and it shows that there is...
Okay, I've had enough of him. Let's talk about the Ukraine, John. Let's talk about the Ukraine and the overthrow of the Russian leading prime minister at the time. When you got on board to become CIA director, and then what happened, John? Who did you bring in John, your buddies, your Ukrainian buddies that are affiliated with a certain church sect and really associated and really known as Nazis. You bring them in and you put them in place. You overthrow, there's a coup d'etat in the Ukraine, and your boys, your Nazis, get put in place. Nice work, John. There's no collusion there. That's just a CIA operation to overthrow the Ukrainian government, John. We don't want to talk about that. That's deep state operation. We're not supposed to know that, right? John. You see, this is the problem with John. Is that, of course, he's got normalcy in his life. He's comfortable with Nazis in place. He's comfortable with those people. He's not so much comfortable with people that don't share his ideology, his Islamic ideology, such as Donald Trump or the vast majority of Americans. He would rather either allow you to convert or take you out. That's the old school way of doing business, and that's what he believes. And what is he trying to do right now? Take out Donald Trump as a deep state actor. That's John Brennan. That's the reality check. That's John Brennan. He is a totalitarian globalist. You see, because it is the globalists that are behind all these activities. And he's one of them. Anything to destroy our borders, anything to destroy our culture, John Brennan is all in for. Let's make no mistakes about it, ladies and gentlemen. That's what John Brennan represents. And these deep state actors, well, in the next hour, we're going to talk a lot about deep state actors so that you know who they are, and like John Brennan and James Clapper and Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders even. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to Numana.com. numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, numana.com/agenda. Numana.com/agenda. Don't just survive, thrive with Numana Foods.
My friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, deep state actors, prompted by one of my listeners, and actually several of them over the last couple of weeks, wanting me to kind of get on this story. And I want to tell you, we're always on the story because it's all about the globalists that are embedded, I guess you'd say. Deep state actor, globalist, embedded in the whole globalist schemata. And this is really the world that we're coming to. No more Republican or Democrats. It's over. We're going to change the vernacular as to how you think about people. We have Americanist and we have globalist. That's it. And you have Americanists all over the world. That's the other part. There are Americanists who love the United States of America, who bask in our liberty all over the world. I can think about Tiananmen Square and think about the Plaster of Paris Statue of Liberty they created right then and there in Tiananmen Square back in, 1988? Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Unbelievable. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. agenda21radio.news. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans.
America, stay strong. Remember, we are exceptional Americans. Every one of us as citizens. Thank you very much for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21. Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Be prepared for any emergency with Numana Foods. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals to organic family packs, Numana has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. If you need family packs or power iodine, Numana Foods has that for you. When the time comes to rely on your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana Foods by going to numana.com/agenda. That's Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.